This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number three, we're rolling along here, and let's get right to business here. I try as often as I can to have Brayton Wilson on anytime that there's hockey-relevant things that are around the league, because Brayton is a junkie when it comes to anything on the ice, and that's absolutely why we need to have him on here. Brayton Wilson with WGR, our sister station WBEN, and anything that we can bother him with, we do, including Brayton. I don't know how else to say this. Edmonton game two, Stuart Skinner gets another shutout. He is 3-3 with a 2.9 goals against average, three shutouts. I don't know what kind of drugs Stuart Skinner is as a hockey brand right now, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's really interesting with the way that the Edmonton Oilers have played, in particular Stuart Skinner. I mean, three shutouts, four games. He had the game one against Dallas where he was, you know, he had a 3-1 lead going into the third period. And then I don't know if it was the team that necessarily crumbled around him or he was just off his game for that little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the Edmonton Oilers have been a really interesting team throughout this entire playoff run just because, for a moment it looked like they were down and out against the Kings, and they came back and won the series there. And yeah, they just look so interesting to me overall in terms of just the way that they've played, they've battled. And you know, Connor McDavid, he's put up 20 points once again. He's a guy that continues to produce, but you know, they actually are getting a really good amount of production from all four lines that they've had. So I mean, I think this Western Conference final is going to continue to be really, really good. And Edmonton, they're just continuing to press away. And, you know, they're fun. They're a really fun team to watch.
And Edmonton's probably got one of the better storylines remaining here of you lost in seven last year after a heroic run to force game seven against Florida. Now comes a chance for redemption. You have to get through Dallas. You have to get through probably Florida here again. But this is a chance for Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and that talented group to finally break through once again. And they do look a little bit more balanced than they were last year.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest key is that they've actually been able to find that balance from line one to line four. And they're getting some good goaltending from whether it be Calvin Pickard or Stuart Skinner. It wasn't nice early on, but they managed to find a way to shore up that problem. And now Stuart Skinner, I mean, it was similar to last year. Stuart Skinner had a similar struggle to begin the playoffs last year. He had to sit on the bench for a while. Then he gets back in and really helped ride Edmonton to the final and helped them battle back. And they finally, you know, they were close, no cigar, but they're almost on a similar run this year compared to last year. And you know, you made mention of, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl and them being in the mix once again. You know, I there was a conversation that was being had of who was the best athlete in sports that hasn't won a championship yet. And Connor McDavid has to be right up there at the top of the list. I mean, last year he won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP on a losing team. He's only one of a handful of players to do it. This, you know, this is their chance. This is their next chance to be able to do it. And whether that be against a Florida team that they lost to last year or whether or not they're going to have to, you know, play Carolina in a rematch of the 06 final, you know, so be it. But I think, I almost think they're better off this year than they were last year. I think their chances at this point are good and they're staying relatively healthy too.
On the other side of that, the Dallas Stars and how well they've been playing this postseason. Obviously, Mikko Rantanen coming in and starting the playoffs with his hair on fire. He has slowed down a little bit here, but also Roope Hintz, he's injured last night with that slash. What did you think about that play? Because I don't, like, it was, I don't know how necessary that was.
Yeah, I mean, the slash in front, I think Peter DeBoer does make a good point where, you know, if Connor McDavid got slashed like that, there's no doubt that he'd be getting helped off and there'd be a 5-minute penalty called on it. You know, it wasn't, I don't think it was a 5-minute penalty worthy, but Peter DeBoer, I think, does make a fair point. Yeah, just an unnecessary slash to the top of the foot. There's not a lot of protective padding there. I mean, the most protection you got is probably your skate laces there, unless you've got one of those skate guards that cover the whole skate, but. Yeah, I mean, Dallas, to me, right now, I was thinking when they went into the playoffs, they're the most complete team out of anybody in the West, at least, and maybe even the four teams remaining. They are the most complete team. Jake Ottinger is probably playing his best hockey he's played in these playoffs. Their defense was getting healthier with Miro Heiskanen back, and their defense was still playing relatively well. Their forward group was starting to come together and be a complete unit. They were starting to get production from some of the guys in the bottom part of their lineup. And last night's game, they weren't getting pucks on net. That was their big downfall yesterday. It was, I think at one point in the third period, they only had something like 17 shots on goal near the end of the third period. It was just like, what are you guys doing? Like, you know, you're a game two, you're at home. You had Edmonton on the ropes and thinking like, well, you know, They scored 5 goals to go get a 6-3 win in the third period in game one. You had a chance to really put some pressure on Edmonton in game two, and they kind of just laid an egg. They didn't really help support Jake Ottinger at all, and their offense went silent. So Dallas is, you know, it's interesting to see how they battle back in game three, but they certainly were the better team, especially in the third period in game one, and then game two, they didn't really come out.
Well, Brayton, speaking of Game 3, we've got one tonight between the Panthers and Hurricanes, and Panthers look to be running away with it as of right now with the series. Carolina, are they going to be able to win a game, make it a series, or does it look like Florida just kind of rumble through with this one?
I mean, Florida just looks like a wagon right now. They seem to know the type of game that they need to play in order to beat Carolina time and time again. It's just out-muscle them, out-physical, you know, out-muscle them, out-play them physically, out-play them speed-wise. And Carolina just doesn't look like they want to engage in that type of play at all. And it's surprising because they got a guy like Rod Brindamore as their head coach who praises their ability to play a strong physical game and to be able to be tough to play against. And they look like a shell of themselves right now against the Florida team that, oh yeah, they're a little banged up with guy like Sam Reinhart maybe missing a little bit of time. I know that they said he's day-to-day, but he's not going to play today. I think Carolina, they got to find something. They got to get something going offensively, and they haven't been able to beat Sergei Bobrovsky in really any facet. I mean, they were shut out the other night, but I think Carolina, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. If they can't find a way to come away with a win in game three, I mean, you might as well stick a fork in them in game four because, I mean, they haven't won anything since 2006 when, obviously, they beat the Sabres and then won the Stanley Cup. But since then, they're 0-14 in Eastern Conference Finals games. It's incredible. It's almost more astonishing than the misery of the playoff failures that the Leafs have had over the years.
Hang on. That makes it even funnier. Brayton, does that mean that the Buffalo Sabres have won an Eastern Conference Finals game more recently than...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Carolina Hurricanes?
They
went for... Four losses to one against Ottawa the next year.
Yeah, they played the next year against the Rangers or against Ottawa. They did get a win in that series. So
Now I want it for the rest of the memes on this one. Paul said it with me yesterday. I'm going on a full haterade parade on this. I hope nothing but pain and misery for the Carolina Hurricanes. And Paul goes, no, I want them to actually play well because I want to see a series. I want to see good hockey. And I'm starting to wonder, though, Brayton, since 2018, the Metropolitan Division has not had a representative in the Stanley Cup Final. And do you think that the playoff format has gotten to a point where a weak division is just throwing in an Eastern Conference finalist, sometimes Carolina, as it's being evidenced, and they're just not up to snuff with the rest of the league?
I mean, I don't think the Metropolitan is really a bad division. I think it's maybe one of the more competitive divisions just in terms of the amount of teams that are battling for playoff positioning throughout the year. I don't know why it's been the case where they haven't gotten to the Stanley Cup final in so many years, but you know, it is a crapshoot. I mean, that's the whole fun of the playoffs. It's just, you know, you think you watch a team and you're like, oh, you're so guaranteed that they're going to make a deep run. And the next thing you know, they get a little time off, maybe they get some rest and they think that's a good thing, but really it sets in rust. And, you know, that might be a problem. Like I was thinking, you know, the Florida Panthers, they played game 7 against the Leafs on Sunday. And then they were scheduled on Tuesday to play game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final against Carolina. And it's just kind of like one of those things like, really, NHL? You're not going to allow Florida to get at least one extra day of rest in order to accommodate for travel and then get some practice time or whatnot. You know, sometimes like that, it might benefit a team just to keep rolling, just to keep playing, get out there on the ice and play games and stay fresh. And Carolina had some time off after their series win over the Capitals. And, you know, that might have hurt them a little bit. So, you know, Florida's on a roll right now. And I just don't see them being stopped at this point, especially on their way to a third straight Stanley Cup final. And, you know, at this point, they're so much better than Carolina. And Carolina just does not look willing to engage with them at all.
Brayton Wilson joining us here on the West Hur Hotline. Game 3, no Sam Reinhart, by the way. So if Carolina is going to win one, you need to start doing it here because no Sam Reinhart for Florida for Game 3. Brayton, when it comes to more of this postseason, though, there's more than just the NHL going on that is relevant. Rochester forcing Game 5. I spoke with Gene Battaglia in the last hour. What do you think of this series overall? More or less, how do you think that the Sabres' top prospects have been faring in this postseason?
So last night's game was, I mean, the best they've played all series against Laval. You know, they were rolling all four lines, and Devin Levi looked really strong in net. Seemed like he was positioned well and just in a groove. And it, it's so weird with Rochester because they've been so up and down the series. Game one, they played all right and lost to Laval. Game two, they bounced back real strong. Game three, the third period was their worst period all playoffs. They looked absolutely atrocious. Turnovers left and right. They didn't support Devin Levi well. Could Devin Levi have had a couple of those shots? Yeah, sure, maybe. But there's only so much your goaltender can do in certain circumstances like he faced in game three. But game four, they seemed so much more composed. They were really moving the puck quite well, and they just looked so much better yesterday. Josh Dunn was obviously great with a four-point effort. Tyson Kozak was good with a goal and assist. Konsta Hellenius, who just turned 19, a week and a half ago, he scored a shorthanded goal off a really nice rush with Nikita Novikov, who's turning into a really nice defenseman for them. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow, 4:30, is going to be a fun game with Game 5, do or die for the Amerks and the Rocket. And really looking forward to seeing how Rochester responds after, a back-and-forth type of series, whether or not they could put it together and find their way back to the Eastern Conference Final against Charlotte coming up.
Brayton, appreciate the time on this one and everything that you do for us. But one last thing here before you go, and that is It's been 91 years since Team USA has played for a gold medal in the World Championships in the IIHF.
Yeah.
There's your fun fact.
Yeah. And I think the last time, I think I was reading this earlier, the last time that they even played for they even medaled was back in the 50s. And I could be wrong. It was just me parading through Twitter or X and seeing that, they won the bronze in like 1950 or something like that. And it wasn't even before the playoff structure in the tournament was there. So, the U.S., Tage Thompson, the U.S., it's been a little bit of an up and down tournament for Tage at the tournament. There were some games where he was super productive. He scored a hat trick in one of the games. And then there's other games where kind of floating around the ice and was sort of engaged and not willing to be engaged at the same time. The U.S. coming away with a win over Sweden today, and they earned themselves a win in the quarterfinal matchups as well over Czechia, and just really, really interesting, or Finland, I should say, not Czechia, Finland. They beat Finland in the quarterfinals, but certainly, it's fun to see that the U.S. is having success at the international level, and certainly you'd like to see Tage Thompson having a good tournament and as he tries to fight for a spot in the Olympics next year. That's probably why he went, was he wanted to give Team USA a look and try to give him a reason to be like, hey, you want some goal scoring, you want some size, you want some smart play with the puck in the offensive zone. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm still willing to compete and still willing to show that I can go play in the Olympics in Italy in the wintertime next year and compete for a gold medal and for that much more notoriety, and he's going to get a chance to at least come away with some hardware tomorrow against
Switzerland leading against Denmark right now.
Thank you. Yeah, I was expecting Switzerland. Denmark beat Canada, which was even more hilarious that the Danes were able to come away with that win over Canada in the quarterfinals. But yeah, at this point, it looks like they're going to face Switzerland, and Switzerland shut out the U.S. earlier in the tournament. So we'll see if the U.S. can battle back and find a way to come away with a gold medal.
Brayton, I always appreciate your time, and hopefully drive safe. I heard you're driving over there, but I know you're going to be down at the arena for the Bandits this afternoon.
Yeah, it should be a good, fun game three. Definitely going to be down there with Joe Cali as well, and hopefully going to see the Bandits come away with a game three victory and a third straight championship in the next lacrosse league.
All right, Brayton, have fun down there. Cover it responsibly, and we'll talk to you soon enough.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
That's Brayton Wilson on the West Hurrah Hotline. As I mentioned, he's going to be down covering the Bandits as well. We got some Bandits news there as we're heading toward the end of the show. Chris Cloutier activated for today's game. Clay Scanlon down to the practice squad. So Cloutier back in the lineup for the Bandits for the all-important Game 3. We'll take a timeout, wrap up Sports Talk Saturday, and, your local programming for the weekend here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.